Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are so excited to be able to present to you this morning the International Ambassador. Let's go directly now into that service with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Oh, God, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray that you forgive us for all of our sins. Sins of omission, sins of commission. Let us forgive them, Lord. Trespass against us. In the name of Jesus. All things. You've been so wonderful. So blessed. So wonderful. Love you. Lift you up.
Love you, Lord.
All of the adoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, touch up in the day and touch your people everywhere.
Everywhere, Lord, everywhere.
Bless those, all of this, and bless them, Lord. Bless in the city and bless in the field.
Yes, Lord.
Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. In the name of Jesus. Well, thank you for stretching out your mighty hand for many a broken heart. For the faith as a grain of a mustard seed to speak to a mountain. Mountain move, Lord. Thank you for making your people more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving our children, saving our grandchildren, saving our family, all of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer because we know this prayer does change things.
Yes.
And we believe that we're coming out, Lord, of every situation with our hands up praising you and giving you glory, giving you adoration, giving you complete praise. In the name of Jesus. Bless everywhere. Let the anointing move. Destroying every yoke. In Jesus' name. And we'll give you the glory and give you the praise. Let this be a great, great, great day for the people, Lord.
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Find them, lift them up, and let them receive an ultra awesome blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for all things. We do give you the glory and all the praise. Praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Magnify your name.
All of these blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. All of them.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Bless, 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 bless.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. And may I say good morning to all of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
While you got your voice working, let's just do what we normally do. Let's just.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, honoring God for Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministry. Simply just honor God this morning for the opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network every weekday morning. 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Time. We honor God for that, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We want to encourage you to simply stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network site. We're located at gmap1.com. Stop by. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Hagen, God bless you. You're there.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Yes, we are here, and we do give greetings to you and your wife and Mother Johnson and to everyone that's listening. We are excited about the Lord, and we are from the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we can be reached at 347-934-0207. We are live in the studio. We can be heard all around the world. We have millions of listeners. We can now be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, Spain, Indonesia. And we ask you to join us, 347-934-0207. God bless. Back to you.
God bless you. All right. Thank you so much. And we're asking Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer if she would give us our inspiration. This morning, the Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. And God bless you and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and the prayer
conference
line.
Recording. Started.
Praising God for his blessings this morning. Just pray with me for a moment here. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for leading and guiding us and keeping us. We ask that you would bless and sanctify this line today in your name. Give us what to say, how to say, in Jesus' name. Let it be engrafted into the hearts of men and women everywhere. In your name we give thanks right now. Amen. Praise God for his many, many blessings and the teachings on the Holy Ghost that we've already heard. And I'll try not to repeat everything because there's so much about the Holy Ghost. You can teach on it from year in to year out. And just to give you a few some of the characteristics of the Holy Ghost. And we know that the Holy Ghost is a comforter. And Jesus said in his word in St. John 15:26, but when the comforter is come, I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth out of the mouth, he shall testify of me. Praise God. And he called the Holy Ghost and acknowledge him as a he. And we thank God that he is intelligent. He is a comforter. And even when we read the scripture, let not your heart be troubled. That is when the comforter comes in and brings us comfort from on high, comfort from heaven. Without the Holy Ghost, we intervening for us, we have nothing. We can live saved for a short while, but you can't just live saved forever and ever and not receive the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is your keeper. It comes in to teach you. It teaches you about Jesus Christ. Praise God. And you know the Holy Ghost never brags on itself. And we have to take heed to what the Holy Ghost is doing, what Jesus did and what God did. Neither one of them would brag on themselves, but they would uplift the other one. The Holy Ghost brags on Jesus and God, and Jesus brags on God and the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for this, and that's what we should do. Talk about the Holy Ghost. Brag on the Holy Ghost. It's impossible for us to continue to live a saved life without being filled with the Holy Ghost, because that Amen. Comes in and Amen. It tells you that it's your keeper. You can't be kept without having something to keep you and guide you and lead you. And we need the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us, to tell us what, teach us the ways of the Lord. It gives you instructions on how Jesus did things. That's why many times when we attempt to do wrong and we know that evil is present at all times, the Holy Ghost is there to support us, to comfort us, to give us direction. And when it comes, and sometimes we might feel like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and had so many pieces and nobody could put him back together again. But the Holy Ghost can put Humpty Dumpty back together. Praise God. And we know that. How many times have we fallen off or come short and had to repent and say, Lord, forgive me, and Lord, refill me. And the Holy Ghost only comes in when that temple is clean. It's almost like autoclave. You have to clean your system, clean your mind, your body, your spirit man. Not think the evil things, not do evil things, not say confusing things, but be clean as a whistle so that the Holy Ghost can come in and dwell in. And it will fill you up. It will teach you. It will lead you and guide you. And people used to preach better sometimes when, in the olden days, you know, they had the pastors that would come in many times that were unlearned and unread. They would preach better when the Holy Ghost would come in and take over than some of the ones would that could read. Because most of the time, we will rely on education. We will rely on self-knowledge, things that we think we know. But the Holy Ghost comes in with wisdom and understanding. The Holy Ghost comes in, and it will teach you. And it, whatever you say will reach the people. God the Father, as our creator, he is known as I Am. And the Holy Ghost refers to, the Holy Ghost is your teacher, your keeper, and your comforter. Jesus Christ is your friend, your savior, and your redeemer. And God is your father, your creator, and he is the I Am, and he's eternity, the Alpha and Omega. But the Holy Ghost will come in. And now the Holy Ghost has different gifts. All you have to do is ask for a gift. If you desire a gift from the Holy Ghost, ask him, and ye shall receive. Make sure your temple is clean. Don't ask because you see someone else casting out devils or someone else able to sing or someone's talent or someone able to do things better than this person. or how they do it so well, you want to be like that person? No. Let your affections be set on Jesus Christ and on the Holy Ghost. Want to be like Jesus rather than another individual. Because if they fall, many times you will too. And if they fall and you don't fall, it will cause you to stumble. So we want the Holy Ghost for ourselves. And we don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to obey the word. We want to obey the word of God. The Holy Ghost does not act unseemly. Ah, what is unseemly? What do we say? We say words that sometimes we never know what they mean. The Holy Ghost does not have a demonic spirit to it. It does not have a witchcraft spirit to it. The Holy Ghost is in order. It's obedient. It knows how to give direction. It knows how to comfort. It does not act out of order. It does not act unseemly. There's an obedience with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is aligned with Jesus and the Father. So when the Holy Ghost comes in, it will lead you and teach you and guide you. It removes all hatred. It removes all lying. It removes all cheating, stealing. All of these little things that we had tried working on ourselves, saying, I'll get rid of that. But no, when the Holy Ghost comes in, all those things are gone. The Holy Ghost knows how to direct your path, how to have you walking so that the Lord can use you anytime, any place, and anywhere. Praise God, and I feel it right now. I feel my help already here. I thank God because it stirs up the gifts that are on the inside of you. You're able to pray for the sick. You're able to pray for those that have financial problems. Pray for those that have difficulties in life, confusion with children, family problems. The Holy Ghost itself is a comforter. And he's standing there saying, use me, use me, use me. I can fix the problem. I can correct it. We can't correct what's in our lives, but the Holy Ghost can. And we can always, God always give you a way to do it in love. If there's a problem, if I feel that even the Holy Ghost knows that if we get out of order on the prayer line, this is worldwide, publicized, that if we are out of order here, that the Holy Ghost knows how to come in there and say, darling, that's not the way to do it. Let's try this way. Let's try that way. Have you ever tried chastising a two-year-old for doing something 3 days earlier? They have no idea what you are chastising them for. But if you do it right then, if you chastise them right then, that's when they understand. That's when they know they've done something they should never do again. And I feel that even on the prayer line, I pray, Lord, let me be in order. Let me be obedient. And when things get out of order, even on the prayer line, it should be corrected on the prayer line. We can do it better. We can do it in love. The Holy Ghost will not act unseemly. It's not. And when things go wrong or something go out of order, it's the enemy walking into the camp, trying to disturb the camp. But the Bible gives you orders. It gives you instructions on how to correct someone when they're at fault. And that's what we have to do. We have already complained about so much taking place in the church, different ones in the church, how much sin is in the camp. But the sin only came in the camp because we allowed it to do it. We didn't use the Holy Ghost. We didn't put the Holy Ghost to work soon enough. And now we go to church and we say we don't talk about the Holy Ghost. Nobody's teaching about it. We're not teaching about it. We need to step up. There's a deeper depth and a higher height in the Holy Ghost. And we need to reach another level. We cannot always be on milk. We have to start eating some of the meat. And this is the meat of the word. And I just thank God, because there is a way to do everything proper. Even when Peter was out of order, Jesus corrected him right there. He didn't wait 3 or 4 months later. He only had a short while to be with them. And he let him know, hey, and when the devil comes in your camp, comes into your territory, try and invade your home, it's time to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. But you have to have that Holy Ghost power to do it, or else he will rebuke you. What do I mean by he'll rebuke you? He will have your children rebuking you. You're telling the child what to do, and the child is telling you what to do. But the Holy Ghost will come in and correct it. And I guarantee you, anoint our children, anoint our homes, anoint ourselves, anoint our minds, that we need to be elevated in the Lord. The church shouldn't have to go out and tolerate sin. We shouldn't have to tolerate sinners as our musicians, sinners doing the praise, sinners in the pulpit. We shouldn't tolerate it. And it only goes on because we allow it. We don't exercise the Holy Ghost enough. But I guarantee you, if you put the word of God to work, it will work for you. And you will no longer feel like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Oh. All came horses and all came men, couldn't put Humpty back again. Praise God, and we know that the Holy Ghost can fix anything. The scriptures say, with God, all things are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All things are possible. And we want to give it over to the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to walk up and down in your spirit. Glory to God. And the Lord didn't tell us to say a prayer. He told us to pray a prayer. When we pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory to God, thy kingdom, hallelujah, hallelujah. But put the Holy Ghost to work, and it'll work for you, it'll work through you, it'll work on your behalf. You will get a raise that you didn't expect. You will get money in the mail you didn't think was coming to you. You will get favor from the people on your job. And we just thank God right now for the Holy Ghost, and I just can't wait to enjoy the remainder of this week, teaching on the Holy Ghost and expounding and letting you know that without the Holy Ghost, you will not make it. You will not be able to make it. It's hard making it and living a saved life with the Holy Ghost, but we have to listen to it. Give heed to it. Give heed to the voice of the Holy Ghost. Know when he's talking to you. Know when he's correcting you. And follow the instructions, and you will not act unseemly. The devil won't have a chance to come in and play with you and your family and your children and your church. But the Holy Ghost will rebuke him. You can walk on serpents. You can tread upon them, and they will not harm you because of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, and thank God for the word this morning talking about the Holy Ghost. It's a friend, it's a comforter, it's a keeper. Hallelujah. It will keep you. Some people say, I just can't help it. Every time I see Sally Sue, I just get so upset. Ask the Holy Ghost to take place. To help me, Holy Ghost. Fill me, Holy Ghost. I need you, Holy Ghost. I don't want to live without you. We have enough killing. Enough children running rampant. We have a running rampant here in Kentucky. Hundreds of them stopping cars, jumping in the street, stopping cars, pulling people out, beating them, and almost killing. There have been some killings. So we are asking God right now that we be filled with the Holy Ghost and allow it to work for us and allow the Holy Ghost to take place in our lives. Saints are loved by God, hated by Satan, and despised of men because of the enemy. But the Holy Ghost will come in and bring you love, peace, kindness, joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you will go from higher heights to higher heights, from level to level. And I thank God, and thank God for the word. Back into your hands, Dr. Johnson, and thank you once again for the teachings on the Holy Ghost, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the week. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer from Kentucky, teaching on the Holy Ghost. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. We have enjoyed you so immensely, Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you. We're going now to our praise reports, people who have a praise to give to the Lord, a praise unto the Lord. Amen. Do we have one of our assistants who would like to get that, those praise reports? If so,
I'll take it, Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Stern, and I will take the praise reports this morning.
Right. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, saints of God, First Fruit Prayer Line, God bless you on this beautiful Monday morning, and we know that God has done some great things over the weekend, and he is doing even greater right now as we speak. We certainly thank Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer for ministering to us this morning on the Holy Ghost. I had my paper and my pen and took notes, but most of all, I took it in my heart. So we bless her on this morning with God's blessings and peace upon her. Pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen her as she continued to teach on the Holy Ghost. I just want to start out with a praise report this morning. I thank God that I had a blessed weekend. This weekend, my husband and Dr. Gary Stern and I for the weekend, and we went to an awesome marriage retreat. Yes, even us being married, 39 years old, still 39 years, need to, amen, encourage our relationship. And I thank God for that, because I was in a good place at a good time. And there were so many times, people of God, that I could not be with my husband that way because he had been so sick down through the years. So the testament and the praise report, God is a healer, and he not only restores you in your health, he restores you in your physical, in your mental stage, and I thank God for that great, great, amen, weekend that I had. And then on Sunday morning, one of my great nieces and his lovely wife flew in from Florida. Now, they were on their honeymoon, but they stopped by our church for us to see them, and I thank God that I was able, amen, that it's a blessing to see the seed of your family, the seed of your genealogy, and I praise God for that this morning. So God bless you all this morning. I have many, many testimonies, many, many, but I wanted to share that one. Is it anyone else this morning that have a praise report? You're on